little people, big people, all people. This is another episode of Buffed Up Sports, the only podcast that talks Detroit sports, the WNBA, and boxing. So thank you for clicking on this episode. But first, a few ground rules. If you want to go on the Buffed Up Sports website, go to buffedupsports.com. There, you will find the social media platforms that I'm on, and you will find the platforms that Buffed Up Sports is on, such as the podcasting platforms like Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Or if you like the video aspect, you can check out the YouTube channel as well. So go to buffedupsports.com for those things, as well as if you want to send, you know, a little cha-ching, it's ways that you can help me out and financially support the show. So go to buffedupsports.com for that. Again, thank you for clicking on this episode. Please subscribe. So subscribe on YouTube, subscribe on Apple, subscribe on Spotify, subscribe on wherever you listen to the podcast on. Please subscribe. With that being said, again, thanks, y'all. Hope you enjoy this one. Let's get on with the show. What's happening, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Buffed Up Sports. I appreciate you for tuning in to this one. Shout out to those watching on YouTube. Shout out to those who are listening on their audio-only platforms. It doesn't matter. If you're listening to this right now, I appreciate you. Continue on the appreciation. Thank you all for the birthday wishes. For those who didn't know, your boy had a little special birthday this week. I mean, it wasn't that special. When I tell you I ain't do nothing, for real. True story, I low-key forgot it was my birthday. I'm not going to go into the story time of that, but I didn't realize my birthday was coming up until maybe 3 days before it hit. Yeah, it was like 3 days when I realized, oh, my birthday is on this day, this week. In fact, maybe a week before my birthday hit is when it hit me. Oh, my birthday's this week. Like, it was all a blur. But no, thank you all for the birthday wishes. I really appreciate it. Thank each and every one of you, because y'all showed y'all boy some love this past week. So I thank you for that. So my birthday's in March. March, of course, is known for my birthday, if I'm being honest. But it's known for March Madness. So if you don't follow me on the socials, y'all see it on YouTube right now. I got it in the lower left corner of my screen at RJ_Hunt36. I had a brain fart there. But no, follow me on the socials as far as Instagram and Twitter, because I'll probably be dropping March Madness bracket links and whatnot. So for those who want to do the brackets this year, I'll do it. I'll set it up. Just join my group. As y'all know, the men's side, I do terrible. Honestly, no. Men, I'm hit and miss. Last year was a miss year, so this year I'm due for a hit, right? The women's, I always kill it. I always kill it on my women's bracket. So I'm going to run it back for both men and women's this month. Also, March is Women's History Month, so shout out to women while we talking about women. Don't get it twisted. We definitely going to close this episode out with some WNBA topics, because I need y'all help. I need y'all help when it comes to something WNBA related. So please listen to the whole episode. All right, enough talking. We got my Tigers. They in spring training. You know, the season's getting started in a few weeks. I'm looking forward to that. The Lions free agency is about to start. So they're both in some pivotal times right now between the Tigers and the Lions. My Red Wings. Last time I was on here, I was so happy about my Red Wings. Boy, I was talking crazy about them, right? I was on the verge of getting a Patrick Kane jersey. And y'all know Red Wings jersey's not cheap. But I seriously was like contemplating. I'm like, I think I'm about to get me a jersey, y'all. See, that's the thing. Last time I was on here, the Red Wings were on a 6-game winning streak. Since then, it has went to a 4-game losing streak. Like, bro, man, from the fifth floor. Because at the time of this recording, they actually play tonight, if that makes sense. So I'm hoping it ain't bro man from the fifth floor, and that we on a winning streak, 1-game winning streak. But no, for real, we on a 4-game losing streak. I still got hope that the Red Wings gonna make the playoffs. I mean, if the season was to end right now, they would be in. They would host the first of the 2 wild card spots. But there's like 15 to 20 games left, so I'm just praying and hoping they can hold on. I tell you what team not gonna hold on. The Pistons. Now, again, at the time of this recording, the San Antonio Spurs of the NBA was the first team to be eliminated from postseason contention. Sorry, Victor Wembanyama. I'm sorry. That dude's going to be a freak, though. But, no, the San Antonio Spurs was the first team eliminated from the postseason. The Pistons still have a fighting chance. They still have a fighting chance. I'm not going to say I'm hoping. Y'all know what it is. The Pistons are out. The Pistons are out. I do want to go to the Pistons game on the 17th against the Miami Heat. Not because I want to see Miami, but they're going to be celebrating the 2004 championship team as it's their 20th anniversary. I'm looking forward to possibly going to that game because of the fact we need something to celebrate this season. And the Pistons picked the perfect team to do it. Let's bring in some nostalgia. You know when WWE, they have their like special episode night when the legends are in town and all that. And it's just good vibes for nostalgia, you know, and whatnot. That's what the Pistons are doing. And it's probably going to work because I haven't bought a ticket to a game. And I don't even know how long. It's been months. And y'all know that's not like me. But that March 17th game against the Heat is probably going to be what gets me back in LCA because that was the first team I loved and I've been a fan since. That team is the reason why I'm a Pistons fan to this day. So for all you young folks out there, and I know people like, you young. No, it's people younger than me that's probably watching this right now because I get questioned a lot. Why are you a fan of the Pistons? That team made me a fan and I, unlike many others, know how to stay loyal, and I've been a fan since. All right, so that's all it is. But yeah, I do want to go to that game because, like I said, it's nothing to celebrate this season with the Pistons. But I'll tell you what, like I said, the Pistons are not the first team to be eliminated from the postseason. They are technically still in it. They're not going to make it, though. But now the problem becomes the Pistons are also not the worst team in the NBA anymore. So with that being said, when the draft comes, you got an opportunity to go from fifth as getting as far as low as the fifth pick to you could fall to sixth now. So I asked the fans out there, would you rather the Pistons just continue to tank and go for that chance of getting fifth and not sixth? Or do you say skip the draft? It's been, you know, doing us wrong all these years anyway. Just try to avoid being the worst team in NBA for a umpteenth time because that's where we're at with it, right? I'm at the point, fifth and sixth is not going to make a difference at this point. So, yeah, you might as well just go ahead, win as many games. You know, since the trade deadline, you've brought some new guys in, so you might as well try to get these last few games in. You got about a month left. Man, build some chemistry with the guys who are new to the team. Because some you're hoping will stay with the team from here on out. That's a best case scenario, man. And even that's not the most optimistic thing. But that's where we stand with the Pistons because that's the kind of season it's been. Yeah, it's been like that. But boxing, man, I got to cheer myself up a little bit. We got to talk up a little boxing real quick. I want to announce something. It's already been announced, but I want to tell all the Buff those sports viewers and listeners out there, remember how last episode I was telling y'all go to a local boxing card or whatever? There's another one coming, and it's coming to Wayne State University at the Wayne State Fieldhouse. So March 28th, mark your calendars, because there will be another boxing card put on by Salida Promotions. That again, that is March 28th at Wayne State Fieldhouse. Make sure you go because tickets start as low as $25. And if you ever been to Wayne State, you know it's not the biggest venue. It's not Little Caesars Arena. It's a pretty small venue, if I'm being honest. So anywhere in there is a good seat. So if you want to check out some boxing, you want to see some bodies get dropped to the floor, heads hitting canvas, blood getting splat and splotted through the ring, pay $25 or more and you'll be able to attend and see everything I just described to you in person. It's worth it. I promise. I would. Y'all know how the saying go. I might tell you a joke, but I never tell you a lie. Dog on it. So, hey, go to the Wayne State Fieldhouse. Get your tickets or even go online and get your tickets. I believe you can go to etix.com. fightingforfreedom.com. And yeah, pay your $25. You'll be able to see some boxing live in action. Now, I'm going to just say it. I'm going to say this one sentence and I'm moving on. Canelo ducked David Benavidez. It's that simple. I'm moving on. We got Devin Haney versus Ryan Garcia still coming up. Do y'all think the fight actually going to happen, though? Because many people have said Ryan is scaring everybody right now. Rightfully so. His tweets. I don't want to get into the man's personal life, but if this fight doesn't happen, it wouldn't be a shocker at this point. So I hope it happens. I don't know if y'all think it's going to happen. I don't know. Also, shout out my girl, Alicia Baumgartner. Her suspension from boxing has officially been lifted. She is eligible to be back in the ring. Now, my sources, aka Twitter, has told me that she might be getting back in the ring around May. Because at least somebody tweeted something like that and she retweeted it. Who knows what that means? Who knows if it means anything? But that's where we're at with it. So maybe we'll see Alicia back in the ring in May. I hope it's in Detroit. If nothing else, I know Clarissa Shields said she will have a fight at LCA. I could have sworn the rumor said November. Let me stop talking about rumors. They're rumors for a reason. But no, she herself now said this, that she will be back in the ring at LCA this year. She told me that herself. Okay? November is the rumor, but the truth is that she will be back in the ring at LCA this year. Now I gotta talk about Anthony Joshua versus Francis Ngannou. I'm glad it happened. I am truly glad that this happened because Ngannou has taken two losses now in the sport of boxing. Respectfully hope he lets it go. Shout out to him for daring to be great. I'll give him that. But you went against the two top, three heavyweights in the world. Top two, really. Maybe three, whatever. He went against two top five heavyweights in the world. Lost to both of them. Now I know what people are saying. At least he held his own against Fury. Yeah, but I got to take about Fury that I'll leave for another day. As far as Anthony Joshua goes, the man's been active lately and he's sharp. He showed you what a sharp and active boxer looks like. I hope Ngannou lets it go. But I'm glad that this happened. The knockout was brutal. If you got me on Twitter, you've seen the tweets I made. I didn't tweet right away when the knockout happened because I said, let me make sure Francis gets back up before I say anything because I was legit scared from the man hit the matrix. But also, he was flat on the canvas, man. There's no other way to put it. The man was laid out on the canvas, just flat, out cold. So, the reason why I'm glad it happened, because maybe now these people that come from the UFC, MMA world will stop thinking they could get in a four-sided ring. That's just a part, the mixed martial arts folks, that's just a taste of what y'all bring in y'all rings. The boxers, though, that's what they do. All they know is fists. These other UFC MMA folks, they know submissions, kicks, elbows. No, that's not boxing. They know fists. So, of course, since they got it perfected, they go, bang, bang, bang. You know what I'm saying? And then that goes into, I'm going to say, y'all know Mondez. He hasn't been on the show in a minute. He coming back eventually. Trust me. He was actually going to come on today, but hey, folks be busy. Folks, it's grown folk business, y'all. You know, folks be grown. We be on the move. You know how it is. Because me and him was just on the phone not that long ago, and we talked about what would happen in Anthony Joshua versus Tyson Fury. And that was definitely podcast-worthy conversation we had. But moving on from UFC fighters need to get out the ring, the YouTubers need to get out the ring. And speaking of YouTubers, yes, we got Mike Tyson going against Jake Paul. I like what Jake has done. I didn't care for it when he first started in the sport of boxing. I didn't. But he has shown he's brought new eyes to the sport. I'll give him that. But also, he's active. I'll give him that. And he was actually starting to go against actual pro boxers. I'll give him that. But now I'm starting to have a problem with Jake again. Because, sir, you are going against a 60-year-old Mike Tyson. I don't know if Mike Tyson's actually 60. But I know he close. I know he closer to 60 than 50. But let me say this about Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson hasn't fought an actual pro bout in 20 years. Mike Tyson hasn't been a world champ in near 30 years. Mike Tyson hasn't even had an exhibition bout in 4 years. And that was the infamous one against Roy Jones when Snoop Dogg was the commentator. And if you watched that exhibition 4 years ago, Mike Tyson didn't look like a prime Mike Tyson at all, anywhere near the level. He looked his age like he was trying to do something in the ring. So for all you folks saying if Jake Paul defeats Mike Tyson, it's rigged, you're wrong. Jake is constant. Jake Paul was just in the ring last weekend. So now you throw a man who was just in the ring last week against a man who hasn't been in a pro bout in 20 years and hasn't been in an exhibition in 4, and the man is the age of 60. I'm saying it on Buffed Up Sports right now. Jake Paul might just knock out Mike Tyson. And if nothing else, I love Mike. I do. Mike, one of my favorites to watch. But I'm going to go ahead and say this. Jake Paul will defeat Mike Tyson. And it might be a bad one. Again, I'm saying it now. There's a chance. If I had to bet who's going to knock out who, I think it's more likely that Jake Paul knocks out Mike Tyson than the odds of Mike Tyson knocking out Jake. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. I think Jake knocking out Mike is more likely to happen. And I'm not just saying that as a hot take. I'm not just trying to get views. I'm just being realistic. Jake is much younger. Jake is more active. I'm just saying. If we want to talk about Mike Tyson resume, let's do it. Because when Mike Tyson fought Lennox Lewis back in the day, people thought Mike would win based off his resume. And what happened? Lennox Lewis destroyed Mike. It didn't matter. You know why? Because Mike was out of his prime. Mike was too old at that time. That's no different than now because Mike is even older. The only difference is Jake. This is even debatable at this point, but Jake is not an actual true boxer. It's not like he went up the amateur ranks, worked his way up. He's just a YouTuber that's already with an audience and just happened to get pay-per-views. That's the truth, right? But he has gone against pro boxers, and he's starting to beat them. So, yes, Jake Paul's going to beat Mike Tyson. Yes, if he beats him, it's legit. It's not rigged. Now, if Mike Tyson beats Jake, let's talk about that for a second. If Mike Tyson beats Jake Paul, I don't think it's rigged. I still don't think it's rigged. I think, yes, if Mike Tyson is able to defeat Jake Paul, it was legit as well. Because maybe Mike will be able to land that lucky shot. You've seen it a lot in boxing lately between my man Zhang and Grandpa Barbosa. That old man strength is something different. Mike just might be able to bring that old man strength to the ring that night. Who knows? So if he's able to beat Jake, it won't truly shock me because that's what Mike does. He is a pro boxer that did it for 20 years. But at the same time, that's what he does. The experience, there it is. The experience might just be in Mike's favor along with the old man strength I just talked about. But yes, folks, don't be surprised Jake's wins because if I'm a betting man, and those who know me know I do not like to bet, especially on the sport of boxing because it's so unpredictable. But if I was a betting man, I'm betting Jake Paul to beat Mike Tyson. I'm not gonna say fuck this one, I don't- Switching gears now. Let's talk about some WNBA to close the show out. Like I started off with the beginning of the episode, it is Women's History Month. So to all the women out there, we appreciate you. To all the mothers, the aunties. And by this being Buffed Up Sports, we got to celebrate the athletes, the pioneers who showed that women deserve to play the different sports that we enjoy, but also the women that have done things that men can't do. Because let's talk about Serena Williams when she's winning her tennis matches while she's pregnant. A man can't do that. Come on now. A man will never know what that's like. We could talk about the WNBA players, especially in the bubble, who had their kids with some was pregnant. We talking about WNBA players who pregnant. They carried this baby for 9 months just to come back with that baby and play. Shout out women, man. It's that simple. Now, I'm waiting on the Indiana Fever tickets to go on sale because I want to attend a WNBA game this year. Now, I went to Chicago last year. I went to LA the year before. I don't want to go back to Chicago again. And Indiana just happens to be... Hold up. Let me explain why I don't want to go to Chicago again. Because first of all, I love Chicago. Chicago's probably my favorite city to go to. But the last two times I've been to a WNBA game, which was 2 years in a row, I've seen the Chicago Sky. There's 12 teams. I want to venture out, see some other teams. You know what I'm saying? So, Indiana, Chicago, they're the same distance. So, I was like, I'm going to try Indiana game this year. But also, they got Aaliyah Boston on the Indiana Fever. And they unofficially have my favorite player, Caitlin Clark, on the Fever because the Fever got the number one pick. Caitlin's going in the draft. It's just destiny at this point, right? So, okay, I'm waiting on the Indiana Fever tickets to go on sale. Now, I'm asking you, all those listening out there, what game do I go to? I'm seeing the Fever versus who? So, I just listed out the other 11 teams in the W, and I'm going to give my yay or nay on if I should go or not, but I also want you out there to voice your opinion. So, whatever platforms you're listening in, drop it in the comments, you know, the reviews, whatever. Just tell me, or even under my social media pages, because I want to know. Do I go see the Fever versus Mercury? The reason why this game entices me, because I want to see Brittany Griner. And granted, I have seen Diana Taurasi play in person. That was like 15 years ago. We talking when the Detroit Shock was still a thing. Because I was there when the Phoenix Mercury defeated the Detroit Shock to win their championship back in 07. So, I have seen Diana Taurasi, but I was also, 5, 6 years old when this happened. So, I kind of want a more vivid memory, if that makes sense. But it's really to see Diana and Brittany Griner. But also, the Mercury got a little roster this year because they got y'all favorite player, Sophie Cunningham. But they also got Kalia Copper out there, too. Natasha Cloud out there, too. So, like, the Mercury making noise. Don't get it twisted. They making noise. Next team, the Seattle Storm, for obvious reason. You got Jewel Lloyd. You got homegirl Neca out there. You got Skylar out there. So, of course, the Storm brings my attention. We got the LA Sparks, who I actually have seen in person. So, I'm not that high on seeing them again. The Mystics, they got Shakira Austin and Ariel Atkins. So, them two of my favorite players. I'll be down to see a Mystics Fever game. The Minnesota Lynx, you know, they got Fee. They got Satu. They got some names on them. The Lynx wouldn't be top of my list, though. But also, we got the Atlanta Dream. They got, hey, they got my friend. I don't care what y'all say. Alicia Gray is my friend at this point. But they got Alicia Gray on the team. They got Jordan Canada, who I've always enjoyed watching, always been one of my favorites, always had hope in her, and I'm glad she showed up and showed out last season because I always knew it was in her. I don't care what nobody say, because real ones know I've always been an advocate for Jordan Canada. But then they also got three of my favorite players from college that, you know, I watched them in college, now they in the league. Haley Jones, Nas Hillman, because she Michigan, and then they got Ryan Howard, who played one of my homegirls I grew up with. So, of course, I want to see the Dream. The Dallas Wings, ever since she hit that buzzer beater for the championship, Enrique always been. I'm trying to tell you, I've been with Enrique since then. I've been with Enrique, so I like the wings. When it comes to the Connecticut Sun, man, I'm not going to lie. I'm not the biggest fan of them. I'm not. I don't know what it is. I'm just not. I don't. The one about her bucket, Alyssa Thomas, she should have won MVP last year, but I'm still just not a fan. I don't know. I don't know what it is. But of course, next team, the New York Liberty. I'm not a fan of the New York Liberty because they like the Aces rivals, I guess, at this point. At least the media has made it that way. But they got some buckets. Like, I wouldn't mind seeing Sabrina in person, Stewie in person, JJ Jonquel Jones in person. So the Liberty got my attention. I should have started this segment off by saying I'm going to at least go to two games because we all know which game I'm for sure going to. How am I not going to go a whole WNBA season without seeing the Vegas Aces? Come on now, man. Come on now. Y'all know I'm going to see the Aces now, right? Especially last year I got played because Candace Parker had surgery the day before I went, and so she didn't play. I gotta see Candace. I've never seen Candace. Oh, that's a lie. I definitely saw Candace Parker play about 2 years ago. But I ain't never seen Candace Parker play with the Aces. So I gotta see it. I need to see her and Asia on the same court at the same time. I gotta see it, though. That was crazy. All right. I'm gonna end it there, y'all. I gotta see it happen, though. I do. So, this could all be easy, though, if they just brought a WNBA team back to Detroit, and then I wouldn't have to stress over how far of a road trip or a plane ride I might have to possibly take just to catch one WNBA game. And it's so messed up because the tickets don't be that crazy. I pay more for Pistons tickets, concert tickets. The money is not the problem. It's the distance. I don't always want to be in the car 4 hours. Do I just feel like every weekend I want to do that? No, I got a job too. I can't just take off a whole day to drive 4 hours there, 4 hours back, talking about I'm going to the WNBA game tonight. I can't do that every weekend, every day. I got to pick like one day out of the summer, sometimes two if I'm lucky, just to determine if I'm going to a game. Now, see, I didn't have that problem when the Shock was in Detroit because then I could go to a game whenever I want. Bring my freaking team back! Thank you all for listening to today's episode. I hope you come back for more episodes. Remember to please subscribe on whatever platform you are watching or listening to Buffed Up Sports on. If you can, comment, leave a rating, leave a review, because I love to hear all the feedback. I mean, feedback is appreciated. So the comments, the reviews, the ratings are appreciated. Also, remember to send it to a friend, send it to two friends, send it to three friends if you love today's episode, all right? And even if you didn't, still send it to them to tell them how bad it is. I don't care what you do. Just send it to some folks, please. Please. But remember to go to buffedupsports.com. That is the official Buffed Up Sports website. There you will have the social media links that I'm on. You will also find the platforms that the podcast is available on. And you will find the ways to, you know, support the channel on with the cha-ching ching, if you know what I'm saying. So, remember these words. Spread love. Keep your chest out. Hold your head up. Show off them pretty teeth. And don't y'all worry about a thing. Until next time, y'all be good out there. And God bless you all. Peace.